We have more new LPs in March of 81 from Ray Parker Jr., Willie Nelson, and The Vapors, plus James Taylor and Miles Davis. New vinyl as well from The Pretenders, Quincy Jones, and the Isley Brothers, along with Stars on 45. And The Beach Boys' Carl Wilson offers a self-titled debut album,
where steel drums, harpsichords, and green tambourines go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
Rod Stewart leads off our third hour.
Somebody somewhere, in the heat of the night, looking pretty dangerous, running out of patience.
Yeah!
Wondering what song you're hearing? Check out our weekly music playlist at artiestimewarp.com.
In your eyes is more.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Artie's Time Warp goes to the movies in March of 81, where we're watching The Final Conflict, On the Right Track, and Backroads. Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange star in The Postman Always Rings Twice. We're also screening All Night Long, The Funhouse, and Thief. Meanwhile, Can't Stop the Music wins the honors, or dishonors, if you will, at the first Golden Raspberry Awards, recognizing the worst in film.
Artie's Time Warp, The Sound Citizen.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.
Artie's Time Warp, the tasty snack.
Crunch all you want. We'll make more.
We'll be right back.
We have a few more tunes still to come as we're dipping our toes into March of 1981.
Stay tuned to Artie's Time Warp.
It's the right thing to do.